going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Build Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Just watched a video from Brian Baldinger, who we both like a lot, and he said that there's a blockbuster trade coming in the top five. It's not a if, it's a when. He goes, I have a feeling I know what's going to happen. I'm not going to say that, but it's coming, so get ready for it. And we haven't seen any trades really at all so far. And also yesterday, you know, the Giants and the Browns are taking calls on the second and third picks. And, you know, the Giants reportedly had at least talked to the Titans about trading up to number one. And of course, now we've got the Giants trading back into the first round and maybe using Kayvon Thibodeau to go get Jackson Dart. That's what Todd McShay put out there from the Ringer yesterday. So no trade so far. Feels like we're on the precipice from now until round one tomorrow night, where there's going to be some moving and shaking, especially at the top, maybe.
You know, I told you 2 weeks, I think it's 2 weeks ago, I think it was before I went to Vegas, we were talking about this, and I told you there was a guy that was rising on the draft boards.
Yeah.
And it was a quarterback that was rising on the draft boards, and it's the kid out of Louisville.
Yeah.
And his name is Tyler Shuck. His last name is spelled S-H-O-U-G-H, but it's pronounced Shuck.
That's right.
And, you know, he's going to be 26 years old in September. He's played 6 years in college. He started at Oregon. I believe he went to Texas Tech or A&M, one of those schools, and then ended up at Louisville. And he is the size of Josh Allen. That's the size he is. And to me, I said then, and I'll say it again, that from the physical stature of him and the fact that he's a little bit older – tells me that, you know, that's the kind of guy Brian Daboll would want.
Yeah.
And we were talking about, you know, whether or not he would be a guy that somebody would reach for back up into the first round. And I don't know if that's the case. I mean, the Giants may not have to do that with this young man. But again, he's a 6'5", 230-pound quarterback that is a great athlete. He's got a good arm. And he had been rising up the draft boards the last 3 or 4 weeks.
So you're saying if the Giants trade back into the first round and Dart and Shuck are still available, your take is that they would go for Shuck over Dart?
I felt I would say yes.
Okay.
And I'm gonna stick with that. And I don't know. There's a lot of reasons why you'd want to go with Jackson Dart just simply because of all the tentacles that seem to be lining up for that.
Yeah.
And how Brian Daboll would evaluate him and the fact that he would be able to talk to Lane Kiffin about his quarterback at Ole Miss, and because Eli Manning and the mentorship and all that other stuff. That makes a lot of sense. But, you know, maybe Jackson Dart's gone by then.
He could be. I mean, and maybe the Giants are sitting there with the second pick in the second round, and that's where they take Tyler Shuck. Maybe that could be the scenario where they don't have to trade picks or trade a guy like Kayvon Thibodeau to get back into the first round to take him. Now, I'm all about trading Kayvon Thibodeau. I got to be honest with you. He's not going to be a long-time player for you. You're not going to pick up the fifth-year option.
He got hurt last year, didn't play great, so it's not as if like his value is at its highest, but it's higher than it's going to be. And then he's going to be a free agent. So
yeah, it's a fascinating situation, especially now with Brian Baldinger putting this out. There's going to be this major trade,
yeah,
in the top five, and then you see all these different scenarios surrounding the Giants and Abdul Carter and the Lions.
Yes, Al, can you go to Baldinger's account? It's Baldy NFL, Baldy NFL. It's 14 hours ago, and it says, could a major trade be brewing in the top five in the next 48 hours? And scroll down to that and let me know if we've got that, because I want to make sure that I'm quoting him correctly here, and I want you to hear it.
By the way, you know, for me, I've heard it. I've seen it.
All right, here we go. Let's take a listen to it right now. It's Brian. This is Brian Baldinger.
Hey, Baldy here. On the main stage at the NFL Network. And, you know, I get these premonitions when we get close to the draft. We're basically 48 hours away. I'm just telling you, I feel a blockbuster trade coming in the top five. I kind of know what might happen. I'm just letting you know, this is a tease. Like, it's coming. Be ready for it. This is not going to be a boring draft. We got a blockbuster trade coming. There's only so many great players in this draft. I don't know. Like, I feel it, all right? I might have to release it. I'm just teasing you right now. All right, everybody. 48 hours, man.
Oh, Christmas. Wow.
Look at that.
Okay, yeah.
That's pretty definitive, no?
He's definitive about a trade, but he's not definitive about who the trade is for and who is going to be making the trade.
But he's saying blockbuster in the top five. It's not going to be a boring draft, which everybody seems to expect.
So the question is, like, who is somebody going up to go and get? Is it Abdul Carter? Is it Ashton Jeanty, the running back? I mean, to me,
Abdul Carter's going to the Giants, man. He's going to be the Giants pick at three.
I still tell you that the guy that I that has been in the top five since all of these mock drafts have been going on, and that's the kid Mason Graham out of Michigan. That kid is a nonstop. He reminds me of Tim Crumry, my former teammate at the Bengals, who was a low round draft pick when he came to being a defensive tackle or nose tackle in the case which he played at the 34. Spot, but I would just say that kid is a can't miss kid. I think Abdul Carter's a can't miss kid. I think Ty Warren yep. from Penn State is a can't miss kid. I think the defensive back from Michigan is a can't miss kid. And I would also, and one of these or three of these kids are probably not going to make it.
Yeah. So when you're talking blockbuster trade to trade up, it's generally, not for like a guard. You know, it's not for a tight end. That doesn't usually happen. I mean, generally,
for an edge rusher, running back, maybe in this draft could be Ashton Jeanty.
Yeah, could be him. But I mean, you would think it would be more quarterback. But then this year, it doesn't feel like that would be the case. So that's an interesting one. Who is there a team that covets one of these guys way more than we're led to believe?
To me, the guy that you would covet would be Abdul Carter.
I'm talking about from a quarterback situation. Abdul Carter is going to be a Giant.
All right, but I'm just saying that would be the guy that somebody would want to trade for because of the athleticism, the suddenness, the speed, the ability to contort his body to get around a tackle, the ability to play in space and, as they say, and cover people out of the backfield or cover a tight end. You know, he's a multi-dimensional player. He's not just a one-trick pony, if you will.
Yeah.
Kayvon Thibodeau is a pass rusher. That's what he does. Micah Parsons. This kid, Abdul Carter, can be a pass rusher and also could be a cover guy. He could do both.
Yeah, but you don't think that one of this blockbuster trade could be a trade up to get Shador, do you?
No.
Yeah.
I don't.
So then it's got to be somebody else. Steve in Naples, Florida. What's going on, Steve?
And listen, Gio, I totally agree with you. You take the best player available in the Meadowlands. When I lived up there, you guys know this. You need to be physically capable of playing there. I swing for the fences. I take Jalen Milroe because best case, he's going to be Lamar Jackson. It's a crapshoot anyway. And the more I think about it, Abdul Carter, he's a little small. Mm. He's got a foot issue. That Ashton, think about this. Ashton Jeanty with that pick, and then you trade up and get Milroe. I'll buy a ticket to come up and see that game.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, that would be exciting, but I wouldn't worry about the things that you just mentioned with Abdul Carter. I don't even want to, Boomer just detailed the whole situation. that his size is not an issue at all. He's exactly where you want to be for all the things that he can do defensively. And the foot thing, I got to trust an organization. They're going to go and look at every inch of that freaking foot to make sure if it's the number three overall pick. So if they select him and they're not worried about the foot, then I'm not worried about the foot. I love the idea of Jalen Milroe being on the Giants. That's what I would do. But I mean, the closer that we're getting, you know, there's buzz around other guys. But then again, everything could be smokescreen, and Jalen Milroe could be the guy that they love and they take him. But
and it all depends on how they react to everything else that's going on.
I mean, they've just been so boring. I know that we get New York football centric here for obvious reasons, but I do feel like we evaluate the rest of the league more than the other sports by far. And the Giants have been the most, not only just the worst, but the most boring team over this stretch of losing. There's nothing interesting about them.
Well, Malik Nabers is interesting.
Okay, but still not enough.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, that's
one building block.
I'm thinking about the Giants on draft day, and I'm thinking about if they don't take Abdul Carter, the reaction from their fans.
Yeah, they all want him now, except for this guy who just called up and said he wants Genty, number three. I mean, if you end up not signing Saquon Barkley, then him going to the Eagles, doing what he did, winning a Super Bowl, then bringing Ashton Genty, and he's a bust, imagine that. There is some major rumbling going on in this building right now. And I know there's construction.
Yes.
But this is the most rumbling I have heard since they started the construction.
So we're talking about rumbling in terms of the constructions as opposed to rumbling within the inner workings of our company.
Right. Yes, yes, yes.
You don't have any scuttlebutt.
No, I don't. No, none at all.
You know, you've been kind of dry in that area for the last good 2 months.
Yeah.
And I'm really surprised because normally you have a good scuttlebutt story.
Yeah, no, I know. I don't have much at all, really.
You know what I think it is? I think you're running out of here going to play golf so fast that, you know, you're not really hanging around. You used to hang around a little bit.
No, it's...
And you used to do some chumming in the...
As I've told you before, it all comes to me. I don't seek it out. It comes to me.
Yeah, but, you know, when you're out there and you're standing around...
I'm like the beach. Like, yes. I'm there, and then the stuff gets washed up on it. I'm not asking for it. I didn't ask for this can, you know, but it's here. And I have to do something with it now.
Yes.
So that's the way you got to look at it.
Been a little dry lately, though.
Do you think that's why I don't get invited to all like the high level meetings because I'm a scuttlebutt guy?
I think that's why I get left out
of those things. Yeah. You know, that's still disappointing.
There've been high level meetings.
No, it was a high level meeting. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it was a high level meeting. I'll leave him out of it. I was like, all right, okay. Jesus H. Christ, what is going on?
I just felt that and heard it.
You can't hear it on the radio. It is, I mean, it sounds loud. It's all
it sounds like the subway is going underneath the building. That's what it sounds
and
like.
You
ever been in a building where the subway goes underneath it? Like, and you can hear
you
it.
You can hear it and feel it. Yeah.
That's what that just felt like.
Yeah.
And we're not near the subway.
No, we're not. I know they're doing a lot of big time work, and I don't know what they're knocking down, but it is like it's wild when you're just sitting here and you're like.
Did you see the picture of the building team downstairs? They have a picture of five people who are responsible, I think, for the architectural and engineering design of what's going on.
Yeah, I think I've seen that, but not paid a lot of attention to it. Yeah,
I don't know how those people have figured out some amazing things because you know you and I and we see it every day along with the guys here. To live through it and to watch what they're doing and to imagine what those meetings must have been like to figure it out.
Yeah, I'm always amazed by that. I'm amazed by the construction stuff that happens in New York City. It blows my mind.
Yeah, because the building we're in right now is getting redone on floors above us. But they also built a brand new building on the backside of the building that we're in. And they've connected those buildings somehow.
Yeah.
And they've rerouted us like three different times.
Where's this money coming from? Who has all this money?
Somebody's got the cash. I'm not really sure who has it, but somebody's got it. That new building behind us is gorgeous.
And then they're going to make money on it somehow. Like I can't.
I thought Google had like seven floors upstairs, and then all of a sudden they disappeared, and they went across the street to their new building, didn't they?
I don't even know.
You know
man.
This, Al?
Yeah, I thought they left.
Because we used to see a lot of people with dogs here and the bikes and everything, and no longer.
Yeah, none of that.
And they're supposedly building a beautiful rooftop for us to be able to go out and relax. And
yeah, that's not.
Like
yeah.
a Zen rooftop. Is that true?
I've seen pictures, yeah. Artist rendering of a Zen rooftop.
Are we going to go up there and Zen?
No. Well, no, we leave right after.
Yeah, or no
we
Zen.
We got to be able to use it, right?
Eddie would Zen.
Maybe we'll do a remote up there.
Yeah, on opening day. That'd be great. Hopefully it's in January. Be perfect. You would Zen up there, Eddie, no?
Yeah, I definitely want to see it, for yeah, sure. Hopefully it's there. Open before I leave.
I mean, part of being in New York City, some of the great things about New York City are rooftops. Rooftop restaurants, bars, that kind of
oh,
thing.
Oh, yeah.
And now we have a rooftop Zen space for ourselves.
You're going to be a bar up there? Then I'll go up there. Not just a couple couches well, and
in
some
the
Zen.
Pictures, people are drinking, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then, you know, those murals, as you walk through all the where they have us rerouted.
I don't look at any of that stuff.
Yeah, that's all propaganda, I think, Gio feels.
I think
like.
It is,
and
yeah.
I just hope the front entrance is going to be as beautiful as the new back entrance, but they don't have the as much space, so I don't know how
well,
it's going
to
look.
Well, they raised the ceiling.
Yeah, but, like, that whole thing, that whole wide expanse with that little sunken pit area to the left when you walk out.
Have you been to that sunken pit
area?
No,
we're not allowed in there.
No, not allowed to the sunken
pit.
What
do you mean we're not allowed to the sunken pit area?
I think it's restricted access. I think we were invited once.
Yeah, sunken pit. No good. Not allowed. They'll zap you.
It's like a little library.
They'll tase you.
It's a very nice sunken pit. There's no question about it. But we're not allowed to go
not
to
allowed.
The sunken pit. Who goes to the sunken pit then?
People with access.
I think I've seen meetings in there. I think yeah. maybe
meetings in the sunken pit.
This is where the high level meetings that I don't get invited to
could
happen.
Be Google people.
Yeah.
See? They're not in that building. I just saw PayPal came into the building.
Yep.
Could be them.
Google is here sometimes.
You know who is one of the founders of PayPal?
No.
Elon Musk.
Okay.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network have the big fundraiser at the Portly Villager on Sunday. We move the time up to 1 o'clock to be right at the start of the Knicks game, game 4 on Sunday at 1. And it just keeps getting better as we had someone donate a foursome to play Atlantic out east, which is a wonderful golf course. And also, Jerry and I are going to be part of a four-man team. We got to find who the other two are going to be, but it's going to be a four-man team competing against us in a Ryder Cup-style match at Baiting Hollow. And starting bid, you got to be live at the place, though, to bid on this. You got to. It's going
to
be a live.
I don't have to be there, though.
You don't have to be live.
Right.
You know, for the match, you do.
Yeah, no, I get that part, yes.
But live bidding
right.
Will have to be at the Portly during that time between 1 and 4. So excited about that. And then also a shout out to Kevin Dart with the New York Yankees, who reached out and said he would like to donate some tickets to be auctioned off at this awesome. Event as well. So we will have some Yankee tickets. So it will have gift baskets and raffles and all sorts of stuff. So it's going to be a big one. We also have a box running for the final score of Knicks Pistons.
Oh,
we're
smart.
Donating the money to that. So a little 50-50 spot with that. So it's going to be a big one, man. I want it to be the biggest one ever, and I want to see you there. And it's going to be it's a great place to watch the game and enjoy, and I'll be behind the bar and the whole deal. All right. What do you have, Jerry Recco?
Well, we are brought to you by the New York Auto Show. Visit autoshowny.com. So since me and you are going to be playing some golf.
Yeah.
So I found this clip, which I'm sure you probably saw. Maybe others haven't outside, and then it'll transition right into the football. So you had this Phil Mickelson, Grant Horvat versus John Rahm and Josh Allen
this
match.
This was awesome.
And Mickelson is known, as you know, the gambler, and he likes to get inside people's heads.
Yes,
and
he does.
Screws around. And matter of fact, the first match he did with Grant Horvat, he screwed Grant right into the wrong club by giving him tricky wind conditions and blah, blah, whatever. So yesterday you had Phil hit a shot and you had Rahm and Josh Allen up ahead of them clapping for him. And what transpired was Phil wondering how close or far away he was.
Nice shot. How far is that?
About 2 feet.
Serious?
Yeah. No spin whatsoever. That just landed and stayed.
2 feet from the hole?
Yeah. Just past it.
Or is it 30?
No, 2.
I just want to say, F*** Josh Allen. Like,
what's going on right now?
I'm with the Jets on that. I don't care. He's the nicest guy, and then he does this.
So they were trying to trick him into thinking it was much closer than it was. So I thought that was kind of funny.
Now, this is also where Josh Allen took his rangefinder and switched it from yards to meters.
That is correct. And it took him 2 holes to figure it out. And both of them were short of the green in a bunker because they were short because meters is a lesser number.
You can't mess with an NFL quarterback.
I guess you
man,
cannot.
I cannot.
But I've used those before. It clearly, I'll say, I guess you got to be used to what I suppose.
Yeah, but the point being is that if you've been using it and you don't know that somebody has switched it on you,
I suppose, then
it takes, you know, then you just look at it and you're like,
that's what Phil does to people, though. So he was like, listen, I got to respect it. I do that to everybody. They got me for a couple
exactly
of holes.
Right.
And Josh Allen's a really good golfer.
Yeah.
There were holes that it was just him birdieing the hole on his own ball, and John Rahm wasn't even involved.
Yep.
Josh Allen's totally into it and seems like just an awesome dude to hang out
with. By the way, any updates on any of the open qualifiers?
I know that Romo didn't do great. That's all.
Oh,
I
that
had.
Was yesterday?
Yeah, that was yesterday with Romo. But that's the I'm not so sure.
Hmm.
What about JT Miller?
I don't have the answers for
the
that.
The hockey player? He tried to quit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So did Aaron Hicks, former Yankee.
The former Yankee center fielder?
Yeah. He is married to Tiger Woods' niece.
No kidding.
Yeah. So let's see if I can find
something
for Boomer.
About that?
While you do that, I will give you some NFL stuff before we get to the baseball. A couple of things here of note. We have the draft tomorrow, obviously, but a couple of things in and around the game. Brock Purdy still doesn't have a new extension yet from the 49ers, but he is at voluntary workouts despite all the contract stuff still up in the air. John Lynch says, not a surprise,
Just that's Brock. You know, he's a pro, and he's, you know, he's going to... Brock's got a... He's a very clear-minded and not going to let other people influence like what he should be doing.
And he thinks he should be there.
So what is it, 5 years, $300 million? $250 million guaranteed?
$60 million a year for Brock Purdy?
He's already given them...
They have nobody on the team, though.
Yeah, but you have to remember that he was on a second round draft choice contract, and for 2.5 years, he's given them a first round performance. So they owe him a lot of money.
All right, and then when he sucks, does he give the money back?
Why do you say he's going to suck?
I'm not. See, this is that's like, not this what is I'm saying.
Now all of a sudden,
it's not what I'm saying. You always do this. That they
this
gave
is where you lose your sunshine moniker.
Now when you suck ass, no one gives money back, and no one cares that the team is overpaying for ass.
Jesus. Overpaying for ass is not something.
A second time today you played that.
That is unbelievable, yeah. Jerry.
Nah, it's honestly the guy
has earned every dollar that he is going to get because he played for less than $1 million a year.
You think he deserves to be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL?
That's the name of the game. You try to outdo the guy that is at the top of the list right now.
I'm sorry. In no world that we're living in should he be paid more than Patrick Mahomes.
So Juan Soto should be paid three quarters of $1 billion?
No, I don't think he should be.
Right. All right. But what I'm saying about Brock Purdy is that for the last 2.5 years, he has played for under $1 million a season. Now, he's gotten some money because of the mechanism that pays players who are underpaid a little bit more money at the end of the year, like a bonus pool. But he deserves a first-round tendered contract type of thing for a quarterback. I'm just telling you so.
Well, he's going to get it. John Lynch said sounds like they are close on a new deal. Jerry Jones did meet the media yesterday. A couple of things that had nothing to do with football. At first, very cool moment. They opened the press conference by honoring one of their longtime reporters who's retiring soon. So that was actually kind of cool. And then the first question wasn't about the draft of the Cowboys. It was about his thoughts of Luka Doncic being traded.
Well, I'm a fan of the Mavericks, big fan of the Mavericks, and consequently a big fan of Luka.
And I would like to yell at Eddie, because anytime I hear him saying he's a fan, all I can think of is monkey balls.
Oh, yeah,
because of the clip that you play all the time.
Yeah,
all the time.
Monkey ball fan.
Yes.
I am a monkey balls fan.
Exactly. Now, while he understands the business side of things, says his wife was really bothered by all of it.
Jane was All-State, scored 17 straight free throws in the state championship game. And Jane lives and dies with that basketball. And just cried when Luka left.
How about that? Emotional.
Look at that. It's... Man, Nico Harrison making the old women of Dallas cry. How dare you, you son of a bitch.
I mean, Nico Harrison is getting drilled from every which way, man.
Yeah.
Woof. He is. Now, I was going to do that into the Luka stuff, but let me get to the baseball first, then I'll come back to the NBA. Yankees, Guardians last night in Cleveland. You mentioned last hour Anthony Volpe with the miscuous shortstop, but also this at bat you pointed out with a couple of guys on in a big spot with the Yankees down a run.
Here we go, 2-2. Big Gattis from the third base side of the rubber. The pitch to Volpe. Chase the pitch outside. Well off the plate. Thread dies in the eighth.
Yes, it did.
That's the Volpe.
Sounds so sad when you play it after a bad player strikeout. They lose to the Guardians 3-2. Stephen Kwan scored the first run, stealing from second to third, and then rounding third and scoring on a wild pitch by Mark Leiter. Kyle Manzardo, the game-tying RBI double, and then Angel Martinez, the go-ahead infield RBI single. Here was Volpe. Give Gattis, the pitcher, credit in that spot for getting him.
He's good stuff. He executed against me. I feel like I stuck to my approach besides the last pitch. He didn't throw me a slider to the last one. So, I tried to put together obviously a good at-bat and come through, but it's baseball.
And I mentioned Leiter. He did suffer the loss. Will Warren pitched 5+, gave up a couple of hits in the sixth. Leiter came on, was charged with the third run, which was the deciding run. He took the loss. He had the Volpe play. You had the dive by Judge. You had the wild pitch. A lot went against his team in that inning.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of the game. Sometimes it goes your way. Sometimes it doesn't. I think just making pitches and trying to induce some weak contact and
you know, the ball didn't fall our way.
In the loss, Ben Rice homered. Aaron Judge 4-for-4. You got Rodon and Ortiz today at 1:10 on 6:60 a.m. as they wrap up that series. Meantime, Mets and Phillies once again, and once again the Mets come away with the win.
3-2. Here's a payoff pitch. Swinging a hard hit ground ball fair inside the third base bag, rolling into the left field corner. Soto comes around from second. He scores easily, pulling into second with a double and a run batted in is Mark Vientos, and the Mets have taken a 1-0 lead.
And they would wind up beating the Phillies 5-1.
Howie, hey, baby, Rose, you got some Met fever?
Howie Rose on Mets Odyssey Radio with the call. Francisco Lindor, 3 hits, including an RBI single in the second. Pete Alonso, RBI double in the seventh. And how about also you had Luis Torrens with the bases loaded and a couple of guys out. They intentionally walk Jesse Winker to get to him. Carlos Mendoza sticks with Torrens. He rewards him with the big two-run single. Here was Torrens on SNY, happy to get the opportunity in that spot.
There's a lot of confidence in me, and I also feel proud about it. And let's put a nice swing and get those RBI.
Yeah, he sure did. 17-7 now is the Mets record through the first 24 games. They've won 6 in a row, 11 of 12 to start at home. The Phillies, meantime, are 13-11, and the series didn't start well for them. If you go back to the Monday night game where Edwin Diaz gave up the home run, but then you also had the strikeout of Bryce Harper on a couple of bad pitches, if you will. One guy who was ticked off at Harper, we know him well around here, Spike Eskin on WIP. He was not happy with Harper for that at-bat.
Bryce Harper cannot have that at-bat at that time. The best player on the team, Mr. Clutch, cannot go up there trying to make some Twitter video moment where he's the glory guy.
And then he would continue and
Twitter
then get on
video moment.
And then get on our guy, Diaz.
I know he went up there thinking about being a hero rather than thinking about getting a base hit. And Diaz was up like... That pitcher, Edwin Diaz, is cooked. Edwin Diaz wanted to give that game away. You could see it in his face after Stott hit the home run.
Well, he didn't.
He's reading a lot of
that's
error.
Your error.
I suppose. I agree with that Edwin Diaz face. And it's a face of like, uh-oh. Like, you know what I'm saying? When he gives up a home run, like if there, especially in that type of situation where he's still going to pitch, but someone, it's not a face of fear. It's a face of like, I don't got it today.
And you can definitely see it.
Yet he did. Yet he battled through it and threw some pitches in the dirt and it worked. At least he doesn't give you the Hansel Robles with the pointing to the sky for an upper deck shot, you know, which we have seen too. David Peterson, Zach Wheeler today on 880 Mets Odyssey Radio at 1:10 coverage at 12:30. All right, we get back to the basketball and we bring it back to Luka and the Lakers. They took on the T-Wolves. They did not play well in the series opener and lost, but last night a different story.
Reeves brings it into the front court. Here comes Austin to Luka. Luka down the middle. Alley-oop to Rui. Lay it up and in. I make it the 9th assist to the game for Luka.
And that was Lakers right with the call.
You see him do the shot. It was an airplane bottle of Sky Vodka as he was going back on defense. Shoved it down through the empty airplane bottle of the bench.
Fat drunk.
I was like, wow, man, he's not even hiding it anymore.
No, 94-85 was the win. That 9th assist was his final assist of the game. 31 points, 12 rebounds, and the 9 Lakers win. Remember a few hours ago, or a couple of hours ago, I played the clip of LeBron, how they got back to work and they practiced.
Yeah, great practice.
They saw the film and what they were doing wrong. Well, if you listen to Luka, it really was more about just playing better.
Well, we did the same game plan. We didn't really change much. It was just the question of if we're going to be more physical or not.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, you almost sit there and think that LeBron's trying to give his buddy a little bit of credit, J.J. Redick, for the difference, and here's Luka who's unaware of it. Yeah, we did nothing. We just showed up and played better.
We did nothing different. The practice was terrible. But we win games.
Oh, man. So that series tied 1-1. Thunder up 2-0 on the Grizzlies. They win 118-99. Pacers up 2-0 on the Bucks, winning 123-115. Last hour, we heard from Rick Carlisle on Tyrese Halliburton being voted by 90 players or 60, whatever the number is, being the most overrated player in the league. Here is Halliburton post-game after a nice game, a win up 2-0. Hey, by the way, did you see that poll that says you're the most overrated player in the NBA?
I did.
What was your reaction to that, and did it at all impact what you played today?
It didn't impact the way I played today at all. I must be doing something right, you know, if that's the case. I don't have a big speech or comment on it. I mean, all I care about is his locker room and winning games.
And they are winning games. And
he's so overrated that Wally Szczerbiak even went after him.
He did.
Think about that. I mean,
was it Wally or Alan Hahn?
No, it was Wally.
It was Wally that went after him last year?
Yeah. Called him a fake all-star.
I mean, why does everybody hate Tyrese Halliburton?
I don't know. I have no idea.
He's pretty damn good, though.
But you know, if Wally is unleashed on you, something's wrong. Because he usually likes everybody.
Tonight, the Celtics play the Magic, Rockets and Warriors, Cavaliers play the Heat. The Devils lost to the Hurricanes 3-1. They're down 2-0. Game 3 at home at The Rock on Friday night.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
So there is a Japanese donut shop that's called I'm Donut with a question mark, which started as a small stand in Tokyo and is spread out through Japan virally and had an opening in Times Square yesterday where there was a line for these things for 2.5 hours.
And this, you know, Darren Revell is like this dweeb who does all these funky things on Twitter. So he paid a guy $100 to wait in line for 2.5 hours to get him these donuts. And I'm looking at some of these things. It's not just like your regular donut. They have like New York BLT donut, a scrambled egg donut. I mean, some of these things are like savory. I can't even imagine how sausage in a blanket donut.
What is the name of the company?
You got to put your microphone on. It's
what is the name of the company?
I'm Donut with a question mark. Ginger chicken teriyaki donut.
That's why the question mark.
Yeah, I guess. And then they, you know, obviously have the other ones like the custard, PB&J, caramel, espresso cream, all of that stuff. But the line's crazy.
It's one of those New York City lines that we always see.
Yeah, but I mean, it's always for something. Last time I saw a line like that, it was for Paul McCartney. With a pop-up show in a 500-person arena. So, but this place, I mean, it can't, there's nothing in the world that I would wait 2.5 hours for if I didn't have to.
Dua Lipa, you would.
Well, I met her already.
Yeah, but you would wait. Like, you'd wait 2.5 hours.
You would.
But I met her.
They got a matcha cream donut. They got a custard donut. Caramel espresso cream donut.
You think you could, with your celebrity, could get us some of these over here so we don't have to wait for 2.5 hours?
No, I'll stick with my Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay.
I like my Dunkin' Donuts, and I don't want to mess around.
I love my Dunkin' Donuts as well.
I mean, I know this seems like a thing now.
But it's different.
It's a thing.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean,
I don't need a thing in my life right now. I'm gonna stay true to my core.
Would you wait in a line?
Like a vegan donut? You want a vegan donut? Al, you'd want a vegan donut.
No, not
vegan at all. I'm a big meat eater.
Yeah,
got any meat donuts over there?
They do. They got a sausage donut and a New York BLT donut. Sausages.
Yeah, I see what those look like.
Yeah.
They got a chicken ginger teriyaki donut as well.
Yeah. Just give me the old Boston cream from Dunkin' Donuts.
That's what I'm talking about.
Chocolate glazed. But it does pique your interest when you see people waiting for 2.5 hours.
But that happens a lot in New York for sneakers, for something that maybe Apple's bringing out.
When it's food, it's a little more interesting to me, though. Because, like, in order for people to wait that long for something that you could get, anywhere, that means it's just something different. Like, why did this become so viral? So I don't know.
It became viral because, you know, obviously coming out of Tokyo, and this is their big grand opening, so they decided to go all in on social media, and this is what happens.
Would you wait 2.5 hours for any food? The turkey chili at Citarella?
No, I would not. I could tell Joe to send that to me directly.
Is there anything out there, though? Let's say he stopped sending you the turkey chili.
Okay.
And the only way you could get it. To wait 2.5 hours on a line for one day, would you do it?
I have to say no.
Okay. Eddie, would you wait 2.5 hours for any food?
No.
Then again, you know, the older you get, the less time you want to wait for things. Just so you know, when you get here, you'll understand what I'm talking about. Just like you're understanding what I told you about 7 years ago with your children.
Yeah.
You're starting to understand what I was talking about back then.
Yeah, when you were trying to ruin my experience as a father.
No, I wasn't trying to ruin your experience.
About the
I was just trying to get
things
you ready
come along
for it. I was trying to get you set up for it.
Say, man, this is going to be horrible
and
for
I'm
you.
Just telling you, the older you get, the less time you want to wait for things. That's why we are so annoyed half the time.
I know better than to ask Al this question. I mean, I don't think there's a thing in the world.
Yeah, no, I could not wait.
Bruce Springsteen tickets?
No.
Even if it was like in a 1,000-person venue.
2.5 hours, yeah, maybe I would wait for that. Yeah, small venue.
Yeah, small venue. You know, he's going to give you 3 hours. He's going to be sweating up there. He's going to be doing his thing.
Yeah.
Maybe you get to see him at the Stone Pony.
Yeah, I would wait 2.5 hours for that.
Yeah, and I started this conversation by saying I would not wait 2.5 hours for anything.
And then we were looking for things that you wouldn't.
Yeah, but
wait
I
for.
Wouldn't. But no, I don't think so. I really would not.
I'm telling you.
I'm done with the waiting already.
If you hadn't already met Dua Lipa, you would have waited.
Okay, yeah, sure. But I'm saying right now. Right now, there's nothing. Like, even when we go to Disney, without that lightning lane thing,
yes,
I would have been done. I can't stand there.
So think about your life for one second. I think about it all the time. I know you do, because it's your life.
Yes.
But you are a New Yorker. Mm-hmm. You're a South Shore Long Islander.
Right.
You have to drive on the LIE, the BQE, and whatever bridge you decide to come into New York mm-hmm. City on.
Yeah.
It is a pain in the ass. And it just takes up so much of your day that you end up, and this is why I do believe that the commute is what makes us who we are here in New York.
Yeah.
It makes you edgy.
Of course,
It makes you annoyed. It takes away any sort of patience you may have in your life because you are so impacted by the nonsense of driving in every single day.
That is very
true. From where you're coming from.
That's right. Yeah, and then the worst thing, you know, you get home and there's an issue and you're like, well, I just...
Right. So that's why we are, we have, I wouldn't call it it's the opposite of commuter bliss. It's commuter, what, hell? It's
yeah, but at the same time, the benefits of that outweigh the negative. But you are right. It does make me more edgy, but I'd rather.
You have less patience.
I do. Yeah, you're right about that. 100%.
Less patience. I mean, we all do. It's not just you. I mean, we all do.
The irritability is through the roof.
There you go. That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah, it's through the roof.
We're all irritable at times during the day because of dealing with all this nonsense.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, in every year that goes by, it's less and less.
It gets worse and worse and worse. Yeah. And, you know, first they're working on the front of the building. Then they're working on the interior of the building. Then they're working on the back of the building. Then they're moving parking spots around. Yeah. Then they're charging for parking spots that they didn't charge for before. Then they're hitting you with congestion pricing. It just never ends.
That is true. Yeah.
So I understand why you wouldn't want to wait for something for 2.5 hours. But we get back to the original question.
Full circle spot right
Yes.
there.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.